Mary, the mother of Jesus, is known by many different titles. Blessed Mother, Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Our Lady, Holy Virgin, Queen of Heaven, and other names. Padre Pio called her our Heavenly Mother. But are we really Our Lady's children?
Ave Mundis Pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share, and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. And now to our subject. No saint has as many titles as Mary. The Church recognizes 6 formal titles for her, which correspond to the Church teachings and dogmas concerning her. But Padre Pio's favorite title for Mary was Our Heavenly Mother. In this video, we explore the reason behind this wonderful title. One day, Father Pellegrino, Padre Pio's close friend and assistant, had the desire to discover the beauty of the devotion to Our Lady as an advocate of sinners and Mother of Divine Grace. However, he did not know where to begin. Padre Pio, as we know, had the incredible gift of reading people's souls. He seemed to know exactly what was on Father Pellegrino's mind. So he started speaking. "You see a child in danger. Who is the first person to come and help him? The first, and perhaps the only one, is the mother." In a confident, almost imperious manner, Padre Pio concluded, "We are children of the Most Holy Mary, and there's nothing we can do about it. She, like any mother, considers it not only a duty, but also a right to help her children." Padre Pio explained that the Virgin Mary began to identify us with her Son on Calvary, the site immediately outside Jerusalem's wall where Jesus was crucified. "Our Lady," says Padre Pio, "saw Jesus not only as the King of Jews, but also as the King of sinners. So now, amongst those who became her children, she sees no difference. She no longer tells people apart. She cannot and does not want to differentiate between those who are true sinners, which is every one of us, and the innocent, her Jesus." Among the titles that Padre Pio gives to Mary Most Holy, the favorite and most repeated by his lips is Our Heavenly Mother, Mama Nostra Celestial. It is Jesus who gives Mary her maternal mission to console and benefit us. Before dying, He, the Redeemer, made her the mother of those for whom He suffered so much. He said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And then He said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." Padre Pio continues to elaborate on the subject, convincing Father Pellegrino that we are indeed Our Lady's children. He says, "To reassure ourselves that this is not some mere sentimental construct of our soul in need of comfort, we need to remind ourselves that the word of the Savior, the word made flesh, is creative. In other words, He accomplishes what the sacred text expresses. And for this reason, He establishes Mary as the universal mother in the new universe of grace." To better understand this, we can draw a parallel or give an approximation with the gift of the Eucharist Jesus gives His Church at the Last Supper. He said to the apostles, "Take, eat, this is my body," giving them His true body. So, in saying to His apostle John, "Here is your mother," He truly gave him a mother. I am sure Father Pellegrino got a deeper understanding not only of the beauty of the devotion to Our Lady, but also a deeper understanding of Our Heavenly Mother's devotion towards us. I definitely feel enriched by Padre Pio's words. He brought this concept of Mary as a Heavenly Mother much closer to me. Our Heavenly Mother has shown herself many times throughout history, always giving us hope, warning us of times to come, and steering us in the right direction. She truly cares about her children, so let's not let her down and strive to pray the Rosary daily. This is the devotion that she herself recommended praying when she appeared to Saint Dominic at the beginning of the 13th century. Ad Iesum per Mariam, or to Jesus through Mary, as Padre Pio advised. Heavenly Mother, please pray for us, your children. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet, please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. If you like our videos, please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.